This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
The only way to have life here is through Jesus. The only way to the Father through death is through Jesus. Jesus was trying to get them to realize something that they hadn't seen yet. The truth was in them. They just hadn't got a revelation of the truth that was in them. It hadn't dawned on them. They hadn't gripped the understanding of it. He said, "You know where I'm going." And Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" But how many know they already knew the way? They just didn't realize that Jesus was the way, but they knew Jesus. They knew him. But they just hadn't connected the dots. That's why Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." That's what I'm trying to tell you, Thomas. There's no other way but me. And you know me. And because you know me, then you ought to know that I am the way. I am the way to the Father. There's no other way to the Father. Can I just tell you? That's why Muhammad can't get you there. And that's why Buddha can't get you there. That's why Kundalini power and worship and yoga and everything else that people try to do to reach God can get you there. Because it's not the way. There's only one way. And I don't care if there's a Christian pastor telling you there is multiple ways to God. He is lying to you. Jesus said he is the only way to the Father. How many understand there's an inclusiveness related to that statement? There's no other way to look at it. Jesus is revealing his nature in a way that they haven't been able to see him, and his nature that relates to the Father. And he says, he is the way to the Father. The only way to God is through Jesus. There's no other way to get to God except through Jesus. Jesus is the one that brings us to the Father. Jesus is the one that gets us to glory. Jesus is the one that gets us to heaven. And we know the Father God only through Jesus. If there's no Jesus, you can't know God. God can't see you. All he can see is sin. But because of Jesus, he sees a loving, adoring child that he loves with an everlasting love. The only way that God can know you is through Jesus. Jesus is the way. Somebody shout, he's the way. Ephesians 4:21 says, "If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus." In other words, all the knowledge of the Father and everything about the Father is it revealed in what Jesus said about the Father. Jesus revealed the Father's heart. He revealed the Father's way. He revealed the Father's compassion, his wisdom, his understanding, his determination, his courage, his peace, his joy. That's what Jesus did. He revealed the Father to the world. I mean, understand, that's a pretty amazing claim for Jesus to make to the disciples. The Father has given all life into his hands, and he can give it to whoever he wills. No wonder the Pharisees hated him. He was making claims that people never heard of before. We learned that in John 5. Only the people that can come to the Father can come by the Son. You can't receive life unless you come by the Son. It's got to be through Jesus. Matthew 11:27 tells us, "No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." And how many understand that this truth is what meets the need of all of mankind? The most basic needs to the most complicated needs of our heart. This is the revelation that meets that need. This is the revelation that removes all the fear, all the worry, all the doubt, all the stress. You know, our biggest problem is we just don't walk in the revelation. We're so bogged down in how people make us feel and the stuff that we go through and the environment that we live in and the circumstances of our life and the pressure of our job and the relationships that we have that we forget the truth that brings freedom. And we forget the one that can fix it. Come on, somebody. Jesus is the way. So man can choose him now. Jesus is the truth, so man can comprehend him now. Jesus is the life, so man can experience him now. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, somebody. That means that knowing Christ involves the whole man. It involves your spirit. It involves your soul. It involves your body. You can know Jesus in every arena of your life. And he can bring healing in every arena of your life. He can bring healing to your physical body. He can bring healing to your soul, to your mind, to your will, to your emotions. And he brings healing to your spirit. And because of that, because of Jesus, we experience the fullness of our Father in heaven. Come on, that's the good news. And this claim that he makes is so exclusive. It's so narrow. In other words, you can't get to the Father no other way. You can't earn it. You can't fight for it. You can't argue about it. There's no back door. There's no secret login code. There's no other way. He said, no one comes to the Father but by me. You know why there's so much persecution for Christians? That's the reason right there. Stay the same through the ages.
Your love never changes. Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20 or even $100 per month. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount, or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
Do you know why the liberal, secular humanist in this country that we live in hates the Christian? Because of that claim right there, that Jesus is the only way to heaven. They don't want to hear it. Well, who do you think you are? I'm not good enough to go to heaven. Well, no, excuse me, you're not. Just saying. Well, I don't believe that and I don't like you anymore. Come on, isn't that the whole spirit in our society today? That's why Christians are persecuted. And we're taught in the Bible to roll over and take it. Christians for the last 2,000 years have been the world's punching bag. But didn't Jesus say that's the way we go in? Come on, somebody. See, in this politically correct world that we live in, it's not cool to leave somebody out or leave somebody behind or to disparage somebody because they're a little bit different. But Jesus said, Nobody's going to go to the Father except by me. So if you believe that and you're on your way to the Father and you try to tell somebody else that don't believe that truth, they ain't going to like you too much unless they get the revelation of the truth and they decide to take that way. Amen? And that's really why non-believers don't like us, because we preach that Jesus is the only way. You think persecution's bad now? Wait till 20 years when gay marriage is legal in every state. And when a preacher gets up in a pulpit and says that it's ungodly and it's a sin and he's arrested for a hate crime. You say, well, that's impossible in this country. It's coming. It's coming and it's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. Listen, there's a lot of religions out there striving to know God. And there's some pretty insane things going on in the world in the name of God that really ain't God. And it's an embarrassment to the church. A lot of people say it's Christian and it ain't Christian. And you got all kinds of religions, other people strapping on bombs, walking in places and blowing people up. And then people want to look at Christians and go, you Christians are so narrow-minded. Well, at least we ain't blowing everybody up. Can I just tell you, Jesus was pretty narrow-minded. He was liberal, but he was narrow-minded. He believed in liberty. Amen? How many understand tonight the truth is narrow? Huh? You can't have multiple truths. There's only one truth. The truth is narrow. How many know you can go on the internet and type in a web address, and if you get one letter wrong, you can go to a place you might not want to go? Huh? You're just over there typing away. You look up and go, that ain't where I was going. Because let me know that web address is narrow. One letter. Or you might hit .com instead of .org. And you needed to be at .org. Huh? I'm helping somebody. How about a telephone number? You ever just call somebody? Oh, hey, honey, I've been missing you today. I just wondered how your day was going. Who are you? Oh, I got the wrong number. You obviously do, you fool. I mean, it's narrow. You got the dial. You got to push the right number to talk to the right person. That's pretty narrow, amen? I mean, understand, there is an exact address for heaven. Huh? There's an exact address for heaven. There's an exact number that gets you through the gate. And his number, the number is like this. It's made up of five letters. It's J-E-S-U-S. And if you ain't sporting that those digits when you get ready to get in, you ain't getting in. Because you might get up there and point, oh, here's the gates. Let me just, A-L-L-A-H. Uh-uh, baby. They're going to look at you and say, you got reservations at the hotel down the road. Way down. You checking in at the wrong hotel. You ain't got the password. You can't get in. And you can't get there any other way. Matthew 7:13 says this. There is a narrow way which leads unto life, and few there be who find it. Few there be who find it. Other religions might teach about God. They might even think Jesus was a great prophet. They might even think he was equal to other prophets. But Jesus made this claim. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Matter of fact, if you read the Quran, they talk about Jesus in the Quran. Muhammad the prophet, the Quran, he wrote the Quran, the holy scriptures of the Quran. They talk about Jesus, and they say that Jesus was the brother of Muhammad, and he was a great prophet. And because Jesus is listed as a great prophet in the book of Quran, that means that he is incapable of telling a lie. According to Islam, Jesus is incapable of telling a lie. So if Jesus could never lie, and he says that he's the only way, that Muhammad's not the way, then according to the Quran, Jesus is the only way. Tell your Muslim friends that. They might get saved. You ain't got no Muslim friends. Well, you need to find some, because they're going to hell if you don't give them the truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me. In verse 7, he said, if you had known me, you would have known the Father also. How many know he wasn't saying the disciples didn't know him? He was saying, is to know me is to know the Father. If you know me, you know the Father. So from now on, you know him. Because you've known me, now you know him. And that's when, you know, Philip, he just kind of freaks out at Jesus for a minute. And then he says, Lord, show us the Father. He says, show us the Father. Verse 7 says, if you had known me, you would have known the Father. And from now on, you know him, you have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. That'll be sufficient for us. And Jesus said, have I not been with you so long, yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I'm in the Father and Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again.